啊，感谢神，让我们很快的一个礼拜过去，今天又是安息日。
Thank God that a week passes by very fast, and today is another Sabbath day.
安息日让我们放下世界的缠累，专心来敬拜神。
On Sabbath day, we can put aside the burdens of the world and concentrate in worshiping God.
让我们在安息日重新来跟神建立关系。
On this Sabbath day, let us once again renew our relationship with the Lord.
也来享受神与我们同在那一种平安与喜乐。
May we enjoy the peace and joy that comes from the abundance of God.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领祝福我们下午的聚会。
Now we shall pray and ask God to guide and bless our afternoon service.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Now let us all together pray.
今天下午要再跟大家一起来学习信仰的价值。
This afternoon, I'd like to again study with you the value of faith.
如果我们认识信仰的价值，我们知道人生最大的福气就是有一个敬拜神的信仰。
If we know the value of faith, then we know that the greatest blessing in life is to worship God.
那人生最大的损失就是我们没有找到真神，没有一个信仰。
And the greatest loss in life is if we have not found the true God and if we do not have faith.
今天下午跟大家一起来学习，信仰是一种享受。
This afternoon, I'd like to study with you that faith is an enjoyment.
有很多人虽然知道有神，但是他选择不拜神。
Many people, although they know that there is a God, they choose not to worship God.
因为觉得有了信仰以后，我的生活就受到限制。
Because they feel that once I have faith, then my life will be restricted.
又感觉到信仰里面有很多的义务，有很多的责任，是一个很大的担子。
And they may feel they may be burdened with many responsibilities that faith brings.
那个是我们站在信仰的外面来看信仰。
So we might have this perspective or view if we look at faith from the outside.
但是其实如果我们进到信仰的里面，我们才发现信仰是一种享受。
But in reality, if we truly go inside faith,then we will find that faith is an enjoyment.
享受什么？
So what do you enjoy?
第一个，享受神的恩典。
First, you will be able to enjoy the blessings of God.
第二个，享受神本身。
Second, you will enjoy God himself.
也就是享受神的同在。
Which is that you will enjoy the abundance of God.
我们现在的人活着的目标大概就是要快乐。
The goal of many of us today in life is to be happy.
所以只要有快乐，我们就觉得我的人生是蒙福的。
So as long as we experience happiness, we feel that we are living a blessed life.
那我们如果进到信仰来看。
But if we enter into faith and look at it,
最满足最喜乐的人是一个有信仰的人。
The most satisfied and joyful person is someone who has faith.
那这一种的喜乐，这一种的满足跟世界上的喜乐跟满足是非常不一样。
So such kind of joy and satisfaction is very different from that you can derive from the world.
因为这是从神来的。
Because this comes from God.
我们在世界的快乐是从世界来的。
The happiness we get from the world comes from the world.
世界是物质界的。
The world is material.
我们所拥有的东西也是物质的。
And all that we own are also material things.
我们的身体也是泥土造的。
And our bodies are also made of clay.
既然是物质的，在物质界里面就是有限制。
So since we're in this material world, it has its limits.
啊，但是在我们这个肉泥土造的身体的里面有一个灵魂。
But within this body that is made up of dust, there is a soul.
哦，那这个灵魂的存在是属灵的，是看不见的。
And the existence of soul is something spiritual, something you cannot see.
哦，所以即使人在外面有很多的物质啊，我们常常会听人说，在心里最深处有一个空隙，没有办法填满。
So although we may be very prosperous or abundant physically or materially, but many of us claim that deep within us there is this emptiness that can never be filled.
啊，因为外在的物质不能够满足真正满足内在的心灵。
This is because external material things can never fully fill the inner spiritual being.
哦，所以不错，可能我们外面有很多的刺激，有很多的东西，但是我们里面好像不是真正的满足。
It may be true that externally you might have a lot of excitement, but within you, you can never be truly satisfied.
当我们就有这样的感觉，我们就会开始珍惜我们的信仰。
And as soon as we feel this way, then we will begin to treasure our faith.
很有可能我们信了耶稣以后，物质界外在的东西是一样的。
Very likely that even after you have faith, your material and your surroundings remains the same.
但是我们的内心是不一样的。
But our inner hearts are different.
所以在罗马书里面，如果我们看这个罗马书的第五章。
And in the Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的十一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 11.
请读。
Okay, Romans 5, verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个地方说我们借着耶稣与神和好。
Here it tells us that through Jesus Christ, we have reconciled with God.
这个就在洗礼的时候。
This happens during baptism.
我们的罪得到洁净。
Our sins are cleansed.
我们跟神的关系重新建立。
And we reestablish our relationship with God.
所以我们就跟神和好。
Therefore, we have reconciled with God.
但是这个关系建立以后，现在有一个新的目标我们可以去追求。
But after this relationship has been established, we now have a new goal to pursue.
就是以神为乐。
Which is to rejoice in God.
所以圣经记载玛利亚说，我心尊神为大，我的灵以救主为乐。
So Mary says that my heart magnify the Lord and my heart rejoices in him.
真的他的灵性是我们的一个榜样。
Indeed, Mary's spirituality is our role model.
所以如果我们能够真的到追求以神为乐那我们真的会享受我们的信仰。
And if we truly pursue to rejoice in God, then we can truly enjoy our faith.
首先我们要继续以摩西的经验来看信仰是一种享受。
So first, we shall learn from the experience of Moses and understand how faith can be an enjoyment.
我们看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十四章。
I'm sorry, Exodus 24.
第九节到十一节。
To 11.
出埃及记二十四章九节到十一节，请读。
Exodus 24 verses 9 to 11. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. Verse 11, but on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank.
在11节的最后，提到两句话。
In the last part of verse 11, it mentioned two phrases.
第一个就是他们观看神。
The first was they saw God.
这个他们就是摩西跟七十位长老。
This they refers to Moses and the 70 elders.
他们在山上观看神。
And they saw God on the mountaintop.
第二个，他们又吃又喝。
And second, they ate and drank.
所以我们可以看到观看神这样的经验跟又吃又喝是可以同时存在的。
So from here we see that seeing God as well as eating and drinking can co-happen at the same time.
因为圣经里面说神让我们饮食饱足满心喜乐。
The Bible says that God provides us with food so that we can be full of joy.
所以每一天神是我生活的需要，也让我们有健康的身体来享受这些日用的饮食这是神很大的恩典。
So every day God provides our daily needs. And enjoy our lives. So this is indeed the great grace of God.
所以信仰不是禁欲要把我们的欲望正常的欲望拿掉，不是这样。
So faith is not a restriction that removes our natural needs.
所以他们在山上一面观看神，又吃又喝。
Therefore, on the mount, they were able to see God, and at the same time, were able to eat and drink.
但是这里有一个顺序。
But here we see an order.
就是先观看神，然后才又吃又喝。
Which is, they first see God, and then they eat and drink.
所以又吃又喝，这个没有错，这是神的恩典。
Therefore, eating and drinking, there's nothing wrong with it. This is the grace of God.
但是如果把这个倒过来
，But if you flip the order，
我们生活注重又吃又喝
，If our lives merely focus on eating and drinking，
但是我们跟神的关系变成次要的
，And we put our relationship with God as secondary，
这样我会造成信仰的危机
，Then this would create a crisis in our faith。
因为在马太福音里面
Because as recorded in the book of Matthew
在记载挪亚的日子
It recorded about the days of Noah
我们看马太福音24章
Now please turn to the book of Matthew
马太福音的24章
Matthew
24 37节
Verse 37
马太二十四章三十七节
Matthew 24 verse 37 But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
38
For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
39
And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这个三十九节说人子降临也要这样。
Verse 39 says that so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
就是主耶稣再来就是挪亚日子的重复。
In other words, the coming of the Lord Jesus is a repeat of the days of Noah.
那洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝、嫁娶。
So prior to the flood, the people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
那吃喝嫁娶有没有错
Is there anything wrong with eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage?
哦，有幸福的家庭是神的恩典，有丰富的物质，这也是神的恩典。
To have a harmonious family and to have a good food is the blessings of God.
哦，所以我们因为信主能够来享受神的恩典，这是好的。
So because of our faith and we're able to enjoy the blessings and grace of God, this is something good.
啊，但是如果这个变成生活的重心、中心或者焦点，
But if all these becomes the main focus of your life,
那我们就会对神的事情不知不觉。
Then we will become indifferent to the things pertaining to God.
啊，因此圣经里面说，油跟新酒夺去了人的心。
Therefore, the Bible says that the oil and the new wine have grabbed hold of the hearts of men.
哦，这个油有芳香的味道，酒让人吃得很舒服。
Oil is fragrant to smell, and the wine is good to drink.
会把人的心夺走了，从神的事情上夺走了。
And they're able to distract and steal our heart from God.
哦，所以信仰就是要让我们来享受神的恩典。
Therefore, faith is to allow us to enjoy the grace of God.
哦，但是这个恩典不是信仰的重心。
But this grace of God is not should not be the main focus of our faith.
那信仰的重心是什么？是神本身。
So what then should be the main focus of our faith? It should be God Himself.
啊，所以啊，如果我们回来出埃及记二十四章十一节。
Therefore, if we come back to Exodus 24, verse 11.
啊，说他们在山上观看神，然后才又吃又喝。
We see that they saw God on the mountain, and then they ate and drank.
啊，所以有时候我们在这一段期间，哈，家人在一起的时间也增加了。
So in these days, we have increased our interaction with our family members.
那有的人觉得体重也增加不少。
And then some people also feel that their weight have increased as well.
因为有空闲就吃东西。
Because when they have more time on their hands, they just keep eating.
啊，但是这个都是好啊，都是神给我们的恩典。
So all these are good. These are the blessings that God has given us.
啊，但是我们的心有没有真的得到满足？
But we have to ask ourselves: Has our heart truly feels satisfied?
啊，如果我们的心要得到满足，我们就要把焦点注放在神的身上。
So for our hearts to truly feel satisfied, then we have to turn our focus on God.
啊，所以这里说他们观看神。
So here says that they saw God.
哦，那这个观看神到底是什么样的经验？
Seeing God, what kind of experience is this?
啊，如果看到神像世界上看到一个出名的人物一样。
So if seeing God can be compared to seeing a celebrity in the world,
那不看也没有关系啊。
Then if you don't see them, it's okay, it's fine too.
啊，因为我们在世界上也没有看过什么出名的人，我们也活得很好。
Because in this world, I have not seen any celebrities, and I still live very well.
啊，但是第十节里面哈，这里讲神显现哈，啊，下面讲脚下有仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石。
And here in verse 10 tells us that when God appears, there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone.
啊，好像天色明净。
And it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
啊，那如果我们看同样二十四章。
And if we continue to read the same chapter, 24.
啊，的十六节。
Verse 16.
啊，神的荣耀停留在西乃山上。
Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai.
十七节。
Verse 17.
啊，这个神的荣耀在西乃山，以色列人眼前形状如烈火。
The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
啊，所以在这里用很多的我们在物质界能够了解的 那来描写啊，神看起来像什么？
So here it uses many of things that we can see in the material world to describe what God is like.
其实我们人啊最高的经验就是体验神。
Okay, in fact, the greatest experience a human can ever have is to experience God.
所以圣经里面讲，这是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
Therefore, the Bible describes it as something that eyes have never seen, your hearts have never thought about.
因此保罗曾经到过第三层天。
Therefore, Paul had been to the third heavens.
听过天国隐秘的言语。
And he had heard the deep mysteries and words of heaven.
他说到底是我身体去还是灵魂一起去，我不知道。
And he said whether he was in the body or out of the body, he wasn't sure.
但是他到过第三层天再回来以后，他说世界是粪土。
But after he went to the third heaven and upon his return, he exclaimed that the world is rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It's not that the world has lost its value.
是神的价值太大。
It is merely that the value is of God is far greater.
所以这个观看神的经验这是讲不出来的。
Therefore, this experience of seeing God is something that is indescribable.
那个就是我们最大的满足。
And this would be our greatest satisfaction.
那在西乃山上，这个神后来就降世为人，成为耶稣。
So this God that is on Mount Sinai, later on would come down to the world as Jesus Christ.
好，那我们现在看啊，主耶稣怎么把神荣耀的形象显现出来。
Now we shall see how the Lord Jesus manifests this glorious God.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Please turn to the book of Luke chapter 9.
路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章的二十八节、二十九节。
Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James.
29.
And his robe became white and glistening.
Okay. 这个地方讲哈，主耶稣到三个门徒上山去祷告。
Here says that the Lord Jesus brought his disciples to the mount to pray.
那正祷告，他的面貌改变，衣服洁白，放光。
And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening.
这个耶稣就是我们现在所拜的耶稣。
And this Jesus is the very same Jesus that we worship today.
那这个面貌改拜，衣服洁白啊，这个就是把他荣耀的形象显在三个门徒上面，前面。
So the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. Depicts how Jesus manifested his glory to the three disciples.
也就是摩西所看到那神的荣耀、神的形象，现在借着耶稣就显在新约时代彼得、雅各、约翰的面前。
So in other words, the glory and the image of God that Moses saw then was now manifested to the three disciples, Peter, John, and James.
那今天我们奉主耶稣圣名聚会，主就在我们当中。
And likewise today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, if we gather and worship, the Lord is also in our midst.
所以这三个人看到主耶稣荣耀的形象，他们有什么感觉？
So when these three disciples saw the glory of Jesus, what were their reaction?
33节。
Let's read verse 33. Then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said.
这里彼得说我们在这里真好。
Here Peter said, it is good for us to be here.
为什么真好?
Why is it good?
因为耶稣变貌。
It is because Jesus had transfigured.
他们看到神荣耀的形象在他们面前。
They saw or witnessed the glorious image of God before them.
所以今天信仰是我们的享受，一个最重要的焦点就是主耶稣，他本身是我们的满足。
So today, for faith to be our enjoyment, we have to put Jesus as our main focus.
我们知道主耶稣曾变饼给五千个人吃。
We know the Lord Jesus provided a bread for 5,000 people.
这五千个人吃过耶稣变了饼以后，非常热心。
And after the 5,000 were fed, they became very zealous.
他要叫耶稣当王。
They wanted to make Jesus king.
然后没有看到耶稣，就到处去找耶稣。
And when they couldn't see Jesus anywhere, they went everywhere looking for him.
所以得到神的恩典，会让一个人真的很想要去追求主耶稣。
So after receiving God's grace, it will automatically make someone want to seek after Jesus.
但是如果我们的信仰只停留在享受神的恩典，这是不够的。
But if our faith only stops at merely enjoying the grace of God, then this is not enough.
因为这个五千个人后来一个一个都溜走了。
It is because afterwards, this 5,000 people, one by one, they slowly departed.
那谁没有溜走?
And only, so who did not leave?
就是这三个门徒,还有十二个门徒。
And only these three disciples and the 12 disciples did not leave.
所以当我们的信仰从享受神的恩典进到我们真的是享受神的同在,我们就不会离开主耶稣。
So, if our faith can progress from merely enjoying His grace to enjoying His abidance, then we will never leave God.
Yeah, 因为这种经验啊，是远远超过世界所有的。
Because such kind of experience is far beyond what we can get from this world.
好，那我们就来看啊，是怎么让摩西能够看到神的荣耀的形象。
So now we continue to study how we can see the same glory that Moses witnessed.
我们看出埃及记二十四章。
Now let's come back to Exodus 24.
第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记二十四章第一节。
Exodus 24, verse 1. Exodus 24, verse 1. Now he said to Moses, come up to the Lord.You and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar.
这个地方讲你上到我这里来。
So here says, come up to the Lord, you.
那十二节，神对摩西说，你上山到我这里来，住在这里。
And verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there.
所以摩西要在西乃山看到神的荣耀，第一个他要从王宫出来。
So, for Moses to see the glory of God, the first thing he had to do is to leave the palace.
如果他继续停在王宫，他根本就看不到神的荣耀。
If he continued to remain in the palace, then he will not witness the glory of God.
王宫有世界的快乐。
In the palace, there is the enjoyment and happiness of the world.
但是王宫里面没有神的荣耀。
But in the palace, there is no glory of God.
所以我们的信仰要享受神，第一个要从世俗出来。
So first, so for our faith to enjoy God, the first thing we have to do is to depart from the world.
主耶稣说你们不要离开世界，要住在世界。
The Lord Jesus says, do not leave the world. You have to remain in the world.
但是我们活在这个世界不要世俗，不要俗化。
But whilst living in this world, we should never be secularized.
王宫最少有两件事情。第一个，它是一个埃及地是一个拜偶像的地方。
So there are two characteristics of living in the palace. First, the palace is in the land of idol worshiping.
第二个它圣经要讲它是最终之的。
And second, the Bible describes the palace as a place where you indulge in sin.
所以当我们的新娘要去享受神的时候，我们有我们的本分。
So when we want to enjoy God in our faith, there's basic duties that we have to do.
世俗的文化里面有很重要一部分是拜偶像。
So the culture of the world, a big part of it is pertains to idol worshiping.
这个不是有形的，有时候是无形在人心里面。
And these idols are not visible ones or physical ones. They are the ones that are without form and they're in our hearts.
所以要从这个文化出来。
Therefore, we have to come out of this culture.
那第二个，虽然这个世界有很多的快乐。
Second, although this world is full of happiness,
很多的快乐都跟罪有关系。
And enjoyment, but a lot of these enjoyment are very much related or linked to sin.
最近我在看新闻说拉斯维加斯都变成空城。
Recently, I heard a news saying that Las Vegas has become an empty city.
他们怎么描写拉斯维加斯？英文叫 Sin City， 叫罪之城。
So how do they describe Las Vegas? They describe it as a sin city.
所以世界很多的快乐跟罪在一起你要把从这里出来。
Therefore, a lot of pleasures in the world are related with sin. Therefore, we have to come out of sin.
这样我们才能够看到神的荣耀，才能够真的享受神的同在。
Only through this way can we see the glory of God and truly enjoy the abundance of God.
那第二个就是往上爬。
And second is we have to climb up high.
好像那三个门徒往上爬。
Just like the three disciples, they had to climb up.
所以安息日就是我们往上爬，离开这个世界。
So on the Sabbath day is the day when we climb up.Away from the world.
虽然肉体活在世界，但是我们的心离开了这个世界。
Although our physical body is still in the world, but our hearts have departed from the world.
这样我们才能够越来越靠近神，才能够真的享受神同在的那一种喜乐。
So only through this way can we grow closer to God and truly enjoy this joy of being with God.
所以信仰本身这种享受是世界所找不到的，因为它是享受神。
So therefore, the enjoyment in our faith is something we cannot find in the world because we are enjoying God.
那这个享受神的同在会带给我们有什么影响
？So this enjoyment in God, what kind of influence it would bring us?
如果我们看雅各书的第一章。
If we turn to James chapter 1,
雅各书的第一章
James chapter 1,
第一章的十七节 James, 十六节到十七节
James chapter 1, from verses 15 to 17.
请读。
James chapter 1, verse 15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full...
16, 雅各书第一章16节。
Oh, I'm sorry. James 1, verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这里讲弟兄们不要看错了英文说不要被骗了。
So here says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
如果有人告诉我们信耶稣没有什么用了，或者说不要太信仰，不需要太认真了，你相信了，我们就被骗了。
So if people tells you that do not that believing in Jesus is useless, or do not be too focused on your faith, Then be careful, do not be deceived by these words.
好，那十七节。
Verse 17.
这样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐是从上头来。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
啊，这个上头就是从神来的。
This from above means it's from God.
啊，从神来是美善的。
Whatever that comes from God is good.
啊，没有不好的。
There is nothing that is no good.
啊，从神来是全备的，没有缺点。
And what comes from God is perfect without blemish.
啊，所以我们在这个世界上有太多负面的事情。
Therefore, in this world, there are too many negative things.
它是不完美的啊，它是有缺点的。
They are imperfect and they have blemishes.
这个包括我们自己。
And this also includes ourselves.
啊，所以在世界活久了，我们就发现啊，真的啊，没有真正的快乐。
So after living in this world for some time, we've come to realize that. There's really nothing much to be happy about.
哦，但是当神住在我们里面，与我们同在。
But when God lives in us and abides with us,
我们这个人会一直变。
Then we will continually transform or change.
哦，变成越来越美善。
And we transform to become more and more better.
哦，啊，然后越来越完全。
And to become more and more perfect.
哦，那这样哈，我们就可以享受啊，神也是享受那些在信仰里面有在追求、有在改变人啊，他跟我们同在，我们会很享受。
And if this happens, then we will enjoy God, enjoy our faith, as well as the people around us who also enjoy the transformation that we manifest.
哦，那接下去呀、是从众光之父那里降下来。
And next, it says that it comes down from the Father of lights.
哦，所以在神里面没有黑暗。
Therefore, in God, there is no darkness.
啊，但是在人中间有很多的黑暗。
But in the midst of humankind, there's a lot of darkness.
哦，圣经说恨就在黑暗里面。
Bible says that hate is to live in darkness.
爱就是在光明里面。
And to love is to live in the light.
哦，所以当神降临在我们中间。
Therefore, when God descends among us.
啊，神的爱充满。
And when His love envelopes us.
我们就从黑暗进到光明。
Then we move from darkness to light.
我们就越来越喜乐，越来越平安。
Then we will be more and more joyful and more peaceful.
所以享受神会带给我们越来越好、越来越完全的改变。
So if we enjoy God, then we will have a better and a better transformation.
好，我们现在看诗篇的九十篇。
Now let's come back to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十四节。
Verse 14.
诗篇九十篇的十四节。
Psalm 90 verse 14.
啊，请。
Okay. Psalm 90 verse 14. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
这里讲啊，用你的慈爱来满足我们，好叫我们欢呼喜乐。
Here says, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
真的。爱会让我们的心得到很大的满足。
Indeed, love can bring great satisfaction to our hearts.
所以我们在看小孩子在爱长大的啊，常常是很快乐的。
Therefore, when we see children grow up in love, we derive great happiness.
那天父的爱会借圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
And the Heavenly Father's love will be poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们会活得很快乐。
And because of this, we can live a happy life.
那如果教会大家都被圣灵充满
，If in the church everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
啊，这个教会充满着爱
，then this church will be full of love.
这个教会是一个大家庭
，and this church becomes a big family.
那我们就发现到教会里面充满着喜乐。
And we will find that going to church, we are full of joy.
所以神是我们的父亲。
Therefore, God is our Father.
他的爱远远超过我们地上的父亲。
And his love surpasses that of our earthly father.
因此祷告文第一句话是我们在天上的父。
Therefore, the first sentence of the Lord's Prayer is, Our Father who art in heaven.
所以他的爱就是我们向他祈求的一个根据。
Therefore, his love is the very basis of all the requests we have for him.
我们人生有任何一个变化，有一个神，天父，他愿意听我们的祷告，他能够帮助我们，他愿意与我们同在，这实在是一个极大的恩典。
So if there's any changes in our lives, we have this Heavenly Father, this God, who is willing to listen to our prayers. So this is indeed a great blessing and enjoyment.
所以常常感到神很爱我，我们就会常常觉得很喜乐。
So if we often feel that God loves me very much, then we will automatically be very joyful.
那这种喜乐可以超越外在的环境。
And such kind of joy can transcend our current surroundings.
好像保罗在监牢，他还是很喜乐。
Just like like Paul, when he was in prison, he was still very joyful.
因为神与他同在。
Because God abides with him.
好，让我们回到诗篇九十篇。
Now let's come back to Psalm 90.
十五节。
Verse 15. Psalm 90, verse 15.Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
有时候我们人生难免会受苦。
So in our lives, it's inevitable that we may suffer.
在受苦中，这里说神可以叫我们喜乐。
So in our affliction, here tells us that God can make us glad.
所以受苦不是最可怕，只要有神来的喜乐，受苦是不可怕的。
So affliction is not something of super dreadful because as long as we have a God's joy with us, then we'll be okay.
那摩西从40岁到80岁牧羊很辛苦。
From the age of 40 to 80, Moses was a shepherd, and it's hard work.
那80岁到120岁。也是很辛苦。
And from the age of 80 to 120, he also had a difficult life.
但是神会赐给我们喜乐。
But God can give us joy.
所以圣经说圣灵叫做保惠师，又叫做 comforter, 是劝慰者。
So the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the comforter.
因此我们在受苦的年日被圣灵充满，有神在安慰我们，我们就会充满着喜乐。
So in our days of affliction, if the Holy Spirit fills us, then we will be filled with the joy from God.
那当我们知道这个苦难是从神来的。
And when we know that this affliction is from God,
它要提升我们的灵性。
And we also would understand that through the affliction, God wants to elevate our faith.
那这个苦难就变成有意义的。
Then this affliction becomes meaningful.
那苦难就是我们喜乐的来源。
And this affliction can become the source of our joy.
让我们知道我们受的苦是要完成神的工作。
And we also know that our affliction is to realize the work of God.
那这个受苦就很有意义。
And knowing this, it makes our affliction meaningful.
所以当时彼得被人鞭打出去的时候，心里喜乐。
So at that time, after Peter was bitten, after he came out, he was full of joy.
因为他觉得这是配为神的名受辱。
Because he felt that he was worthy to suffer for the name of God.
所以主耶稣让我们受苦的日子变成非常有意义，变成喜乐。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus is able to turn our affliction into days, into something meaningful as well as something joyful.
因此信仰是一种享受。
Therefore, faith is an enjoyment.
在任何一个日子，任何一个年纪，我们都可以享受它。
So regardless of time and age, we can enjoy them.
平安喜乐充满我们。
And peace and joy can fill us.
这是无价的。
This is something valueless.
啊，我们来唱诗。
Something very valuable. Now let's sing hymn.